And I'm joined by Chuck Seekman from the Burlington Kiwanis Club. The Kiwanis Travel Log has been a part of the community for 54 years. And Chuck is joining me to talk about this year's season. Chuck, good morning. It's good to have you with
us
today.
Good morning, Steve.
We were just talking before we went on, and we were talking about the fact that with the internet and with television and the travel channels and things like that, I was saying, you know, how does the travel log show, or the Kiwanis travel log, how does that, how do you compare that to what all of the other resources or all of the other information that's out there?
Well, it's a live experience, just like the difference of listening to a CD or going to the live performance. You're spending an evening with the person who did the travels, took the pictures, and having a live description, a live presentation of his actual experiences or her actual experiences, because we do have some ladies who are travel artists also.
And the cinematography and the photography is pretty spectacular too.
You know, year by year, it has always become better with the technology, so we're seeing actual, you know, spectacular
image
quality.
And you're a man that knows something about photography.
Would hope to. You know, and I love travel. I love photography, and this is a combination of both. Bev and I have had tickets for Travelog even before I was a member of the Kiwanis Club. Actually, I was trying to figure yesterday, and I think it's either 49 or 50 years that we've had tickets for the series and enjoyed it. We raised our kids through it. The kids went to the Travelog series. We wanted them to experience what life was like on the other side of the street. And the Travelog brings that to us. This year, we have 5 shows. We're visiting 4 continents, and you're doing it all with one ticket. And in today's money, one low-price ticket, $30 for 5 evenings out.
Wow. And you start, let's talk about it. It starts October 20th, the Great Canadian Train Ride. Is this a special train, Chuck?
It is. It's a train that came about in 1995, and it was put on by Canada as a luxury train ride. And it's actually one of the longest train trips in the entire world. And we're virtually covering from the East Coast out to Banff, to Lake Louise, to the Icefields Highway, and then on to Vancouver and Vancouver Island, where Victoria is. So that's a spectacular trip. I've done part of that trip myself. And, you know, from the West Coast over to the Icefields Highway and Lake Louise, it's absolutely stunning area.
A beautiful photographic exploration, of course, a movie. And November 10th, Egypt's Treasures Cruising the Nile. I guess Egypt is sort of singular in its own way, isn't it?
It sure is. And, you know, it's a, you know, bit of a time warp. You're looking at from the pharaoh's periods to Alexandria, which, of course, was when Alexander the Great sacked Egypt and was taking over everything within reach, to the modern times. And it's a tour down the Nile also. So that's going to be an extremely interesting evening.
And a break, and then February, Mongolia, the land of Genghis Khan. Not many people go to Mongolia.
No, and this is, you know, I look at Travelog as a chance to get some ideas on new places to travel, a chance to recall places where we have visited, and also take a peek at places that you probably won't go to. This is probably one of the places I won't go to. But it is, it's in the heart of Asia. It's virtually unchanged. You have nomadic people there and that are living the same life they did centuries and centuries ago. It'll be an interesting evening, and Buddy Hatton is one of our popular presenters. And his specialty is Asia, and it will be a good evening.
Ghost Towns of the Wild West coming in March.
We're going back to the, you know, starting out in the gold rush of the 1849 period, when everyone was making the mad rush. It was one of the greatest mass migrations in the history of the world, where everyone, get rich, was on the other side of the country. And it's going to cover California, Nevada, Colorado, Montana, and, you know, virtually all of those points west. And that, again, will prove to be, interesting evening for us. A little closer to home, trips that, you know, many of us might have experienced.
And you'll see what remains of some of these settlements and that came up literally overnight and pretty much went away overnight, didn't they?
Absolutely.
In April, etched in stone, Scotland to Provence.
And that, you know, is taking us from the Irish Sea to the Mediterranean. So you're traveling through Scotland, down to the Midlands of England, to the west coast of England, then crossing the English Channel, and it's going to be all the way down to the Mediterranean, to Provence. It's going to be, again, a wonderful, interesting trip.
Again, it is the Kiwanis Travelogue, $30 for all five shows, four continents. All of the shows in the new West Burlington, relatively new West Burlington High School Auditorium. That's been a great location, hasn't it, for you?
That's an executive venue. They have the seating is wonderful, totally comfortable, not what you would normally experience in auditorium seating, wide aisles, probably reduces the seating a little bit that they, you know, that they could have shoved it up to, but it really is a beautiful venue there. It works out well for us. We also have an intermission and have some drawings during the intermission, and this year we're actually giving away 10 round-trip airline tickets on Air Choice One to your choice of Chicago or St. Louis. Two tickets each show, and another group of interesting little gifts and prizes, and the audience enjoys that.
And any profits go right to Kiwanis Good Works.
The profits go to the children of the Burlington community and also to the children of the world. And through our pancake breakfast and Rose Day and Travelogue, we're able to each year provide about $35,000. It's not a small situation. Tremendous amount of volunteer work, especially on Pancake Day, and it's going to the right cause. And unfortunately, we have, I feel, a greater need in helping the children right now than we did 20 years ago, 40 years ago. Shouldn't be that way. But it is. And, you know, talk to the school teachers. The school teachers know that if there's a child that needs clothes, needs shoes, they can actually go ahead and get it, and Kiwanis will pay for it. We have a tight network there to see that the proceeds go to the right, you know, right direction. And that's what Kiwanis is.
And to get tickets for the Travelogue, what do they need to do?
Tickets are available at Cameraland. They're available through a number of Kiwanis members. Or this week, if you would call 750-5000, I'll repeat that, 750-5000, we will deliver the tickets to your home if that is a help for you.
So, all right. Kiwanis Travelogue. It all starts in October. The tickets on sale now. $30 and going to the good works of the Kiwanis Club, going to the area and children of the world. To Chuck Siegmund, we say, Chuck, thank you so much, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Steve.